Someone just tweeted this out. Rumor Central, it's from ESPN. Astros, one of four teams in full pursuit of free agent pitcher Rich Hill, according to Jim Bowden.
Well,
they'll finish second, just like they did on
Cespedes. Rich Hill isn't what, when we talked about adding an ace, the top of the rotation guy, I wasn't talking about Rich Hill.
I think he's a three.
Yeah, I think so too.
Which means you're hoping that Keuchel gets back to being an ace, or McCullers,
and McCullers,
or McCullers becomes the ace. Which I and again, I don't know what the price is going to be for Chris Sale. I know that they're, and why they want to trade him doesn't make a ton of sense to me either. But
because they want to rebuild for the long term, and they know, yeah, by the time they are competitive again, it's going to be time to pay him. You know, and then he's gonna make big money, but he's got a super team friendly contract, and that's why.
Yeah,
that's why I always said, if I'm not looking to trade this young core off, you know, Correa, I would never trade. Period. But if someone came knocking for Alex Bregman and said, "Hey, we'll give you Chris Sale," it wouldn't even take me a minute. You know, you've got Gurriel who can play that position. You're kind of overloaded in the infield anyway. Bregman might be really good. Chris Sale is definitely really good. And he's cheap for the next few years under team control. He's a legitimate ace. That's a no-brainer to me.
I'd do that in a heartbeat.
You know?
In a heartbeat.
And with the same thing, if they said, oh, well, we don't want Bregman, we want George Springer.
Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
You know, because guess what? George Springer, he did the smart thing. He didn't do like Singleton. You remember Singleton took that upfront money, which in hindsight is also smart for Singleton because he wouldn't have anything now.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this, but that dude cleared waivers.
Yeah.
He cleared waivers. Nobody in the league wanted him, even at that reduced salary.
They offered Singleton and Springer at the same time basically decent money up front, and Singleton took it. Springer said, I'll just keep playing for peanuts and wait. And they both made the right call because Singleton got some decent money that he'll never see again because he's just not good.
He's a bust. There's no other way to put it.
And Springer is way better than the contract they offered him, so he's going to actually get paid eventually. So, which means that that's more money that the Astros are going to have to spend, and are they going to want to spend it? So I stand by if – and this doesn't go for every pitcher, because there's some guys who have, like Justin Verlander has a huge mega contract attached to him. So trading away your top young player and taking on a huge amount of money doesn't make sense. So would I be opposed to trading several prospects, several minor leaguers for Justin Verlander?
Not at all.
No, I think they should do that. But would I trade a top young major league prospect like Alex Bregman for a guy that costs a ton of dough and is, you know, is maybe, I want to say past his prime, but the guy could have won the Cy Young this year. So the answer is no.
Kate Hudson thinks he should have.
Yeah. So Kate Upton, not Kate Hudson.
Kate Upton. Yeah, excuse me.
Kate Upton, much bigger jugs than Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I get my Kates confused.
Donald
sometimes.
Trump told me once, it's really hard to be a 10 when you're flat-chested.
He told you that?
Yeah. He did say that. Do you remember that, Jung?
I do.
It's very difficult to be a 10 when you're flat chested.
See, I don't.
Kate Upton doesn't have that problem.
I don't really.
Kate Hudson, she's a 9. Maybe a 9.5.
But can't be a 10.
Can't be a 10. It's very difficult.
Very difficult. Okay.
Very. Don't put words in his mouth. It's very difficult. But if you can trade a guy like Bregman, who is a top prospect, for another guy whose contract is, compared to other Major League Baseball aces, is obscenely team-friendly, you do it.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I would make that move. And
that goes for any player on the team not named Correa or Altuve.
I agree with that. And they may want George Springer. I'd say fine.
Fine.
See ya.
Hell, if they wanted Dallas Keuchel for Chris Sale, I would do that. Because Chris Sale's better than Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be a move that makes a ton of sense, but...
No, I was saying hypothetically. Yeah, that would make zero sense.
Yeah, but a lot of people are like, oh, no, you can't trade Alex Bregman. Guys, come on.
You can.
Yes, you can.
You don't even – you saw how many games did he play? 40 games? You saw 20 games where I could have hit better than Alex Bregman in those first 20 games. And then you saw 20 games where he looked great. What is he? He's probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, chances are he's somewhere in the middle. And even if he is what we saw in those last 20 games, that's okay, because you've got Gurriel, who, if he's, maybe he's not that great, but you've already paid him. He's going to be around, and it'll still get you Chris Sale. Do it. I agree. Stockpiling these young players, that's not the way to win championships.
They're close enough now.
You've got to have someone who can go in there and win big games for you. And I don't know if Keuchel is ever going to be that. I do think that 2 years ago was an anomaly season for him. I think he's very good.
I think he's closer to what he was the year before that, where he was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you hopefully get back to this year.
But is he a bona fide, you know, top 10 pitcher in the league? No, I don't think so. And the other factor is McCullers, who, granted, he looks, he has exceeded my expectations for sure. He looks, when he's out there, he looks like a very good pitcher. But the issues he's having, a lot of guys are never the same from. So if you're just assuming that McCullers is going to come back and you're just assuming that he's going to pick up right where he left off and be great, I think you're being foolish.
Yeah, although I also think he has more upside than what we've seen, too.
Or you're being extremely hopeful.
Well, yeah, but isn't that the case with any young pitcher?
Yeah,
kind of being hopeful. I mean, if you look,
once young pitchers start having elbow issues, they threw Mark Appel back into the mix, right? They didn't want it. Or no, what's the kid that they drafted number one?
Brady Aiken?
Yeah, Brady Aiken. Yeah. They're like, you're a young pitcher with an elbow issue. We'll pass.
Yeah, but this wasn't one that required surgery, and it just.
It didn't require surgery this time.
Well, but I'm not also going to start assuming he's just going to be garbage because he hurt his elbow.
I don't think he's going to be garbage, but I'm just saying I don't know what he's going to be, and I don't think anybody knows what he's going to be.
Yeah, but again, when you're talking about young pitchers, you can say that about anybody. Had any kind of kind of sore arm.
But should you just assume that he's going to be a solid number two next year?
I still think the guy's going to be your ace at some point.
Okay, I think that's bold. Dr. Runberg says, what about both Springer and Bregman? That's getting a little out of whack. Because then you're taking two of your everyday players. I mean, you'll have to get something else in return. I mean, there'd have to be some.
Yeah, that would give me pause, because as much as it makes you better at the top of your rotation, are you weakening your offense too much at that point? And your defense, for that matter. Springer's pretty good defensively.
Very good.
Yeah, okay, you found a deal where I might say, I'd have to get something back. You're right. Get a player back who can produce. Yep. And I still think they're in the market for another free agent bat, apparently, in addition to going after Rich Hill.
Well, and that's the other thing. What if let's say they did want Bregman and Springer, and you can get Chris Sale and you can get Jose Abreu, who you're going to end up taking on some money if you do that.
That I would do.
It doesn't fix everything, because now you've got a center field spot to fill. But, I mean, I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't think they're going to trade him anyway, so I don't think it matters. I don't think the Astros are going to get with Chris Sale. I wish they would, because I feel like he would be the answer. He would be what could put this Astros team over the top. And I really think you need a guy like that. Hell, the Cubs they've got three guys like that. They won them the World Series. The Astros don't have one. And if you can get one, you go get him. And if he's...
And what they may have to do, if you go... Let's say you do get a Rich Hill and he turns out to... Well, he'll be hurt for half the year because he always is. But let's say you get him and you get to the trade deadline. You might be able to get one of these guys at that point. And it'll be just as valuable, because I still think they're going to be a pretty good team no matter what. Well, I say no matter what. If everybody gets hurt, they'll suck. But if you don't get it done now, you can still get it done later.
Well, that's
my point.
The other thing about Rich Hill is Rich Hill's 36 years old.
Yeah.
He's my age. He's an old-ass man for baseball standards. And I don't know. I mean, he's not a – like you said, he's not been the picture of health.
I'm not crazy about that one. I'd like to see him add another arm, but
here's what it boils down to. In 12 years of pitching Major League Baseball, he's got 38 wins. He now, granted, 12 of them came last year, but so, that's not an ace. Yeah. That's not what we were talking about.
No.
If you play 12 seasons and have 38 wins, you're a journeyman. You're a for the most of his career, he's been a long reliever. He played on a really good team last year. He's played on a good team the last couple of years. He's played for the Red Sox and the Dodgers and Oakland. He pitched well, but no, I'm not looking to give that guy any kind of dough.
No, I'd rather go in with what you've got. Yep. And try to make a move at the deadline if you don't add somebody in trade.
The money that Rich Hill would get is better spent on a bat than on Rich Hill.
I agree.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. I can't believe we're talking baseball right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's 5:30 during football season. What are we doing?
Yeah, football season's winding down a little bit, though, and we're going to spend almost the entire last hour talking football.
You know what it is? It's because the Texans suck.
Yeah,
pretty much. If the Texans were good, you think we'd be talking Astros at all?